Susan, thank you very much for joining me on the show.
Thanks, delighted to be here. Thank you very much.
So you're a director at the Nimbus Research Centre. For anyone maybe that isn't too familiar with the work that you do, remind us about the work that you do at the centre and what your goals are.
So the Nimbus Centre is one of MTU's largest research centres, and we were established in 2009, and our focus is on human-centric technology innovation. So simply what that means, we look to address societal challenges based on technology solutions. So we're trying to meet user needs, and those user needs can be diverse and varied. So, for example, I suppose we look at a lot of problems in relation to energy management, and this can be in the home, within buildings, or within manufacturing, for example. And within that, I suppose our expertise is in digital technologies. So if you think of the likes of artificial intelligence, Internet of Things, cyber-physical systems, digital twin, so we look at technology solutions to everyday problems.
Fantastic. Really, really interesting. And I know that the Nimbus Research Centre at MTU recently became one of just 72 labs across Ireland to receive the Sustainable Laboratory Certification. What does that certification mean, I suppose? And talk us through maybe, Susan, the significance of it.
So this was a pilot programme run by Research Ireland, and this started in 2023. And it was an opportunity for labs, much like Nimbus, to volunteer to be part of this pilot programme. And this is looking at sustainability practices. So with climate change and in response to climate change, Research Ireland put this pilot programme in place. And this gave us the opportunity to look at how we do our day-to-day work here within the lab in Nimbus. And just to ensure, I suppose, that we're looking at our activities through kind of a climate aware lens, if you like. So looking at how we do our research, how we manage our resources, how we interact with each other, and how we can do that more effectively to mitigate any climate impacts. So as you're aware, you know, as a country, Ireland is very aware and responsive to our climate targets. And part of this is looking at practices within higher education and maybe how we can improve our systems and processes to help Ireland achieve its climate action targets. So this programme, as I said, Nimbus decided to volunteer to be part of this programme. And that gave us the opportunity then to look at how we do our day-to-day work. And I suppose it was important and quite timely for Nimbus in that we were actually undergoing a revamp of our laboratory facilities. So it really gave us an opportunity to put sustainability at the fore of our refurbishment works and indeed our work practices. And then we were delighted to be awarded certification here as recently announced by Minister Lawless. And so going, this is a certification for 2 years. So we'll be reassessed in 2 years' time. And so as part of our operations now, we're embedding sustainability as part of our induction processes for new staff. And with our existing staff, then within our day-to-day activities, we look at sustainability practices within the lab to ensure that we're not doing anything that will adversely harm the environment. So a lot of our projects are looking at sustainability. But we wanted to ensure that our practices, our work practices, our technologies, etc., that they are also sustainable.
Okay, that's fantastic. And congratulations, because it's a very big achievement. And it sounds like it's something that's very important to you at the centre, but to MTU as well, I can imagine.
Absolutely. So MTU, I suppose, recently has launched its own climate strategy. So our actual work practices and our laboratory practices, then that would be key to MTU achieving its own climate actions as part of Ireland's overall response to climate, and in particular, any mitigation strategies around sustainability. It's very important for us. So Nimbus is the only lab within MTU to have achieved certification so far. So we're delighted to be an exemplar within MTU. And I suppose we're what you would call a dry lab in that we don't, we have very little wet lab activity. So that would be chemical related activities. So again, this was just an opportunity to show what you can do, you know, within a lab that's primarily technology driven, but how we can reduce our sustainability impact. So again, it was important for us as a technology centre to look at sustainability within the technologies themselves and within the problems that we are addressing.
And I suppose, I know obviously you would have done an awful lot, Susan, to get this certification. So obviously you can't talk us through everything. But what were some of maybe the major steps or the more prominent steps maybe that you did take to achieve it?
So as I said, we were actually refurbishing our main laboratory here within Nimbus. So that was an ideal opportunity for us to look at, you know, the lighting system. So we changed to LED lighting from your traditional kind of halogen type lamps. So that allowed us, I suppose, really improve the lighting. We're looking at managing the spaces themselves. So the spaces are all zoned. So meaning that we only need to have, you know, the lights are heating on, for example, in the areas that are being used or will be used. So that allows us to manage the energy within the space more effectively. So we also then had a look at, you know, the paper that we're using within the lab. So that's all recycled paper and chlorine free paper, again, which is important in terms of sustainability. We recycle all of our electrical equipment, including our batteries, and where possible, we would share equipment. So for example, if we're going to buy new resources, you know, we have a look, is the facility or the piece of equipment already within the university and can we share it, or indeed any equipment that we're buying, we make it available to the university as a whole and not just within the lab. So it's very important for us that any decision we make includes a sustainability component. And indeed, as a public organisation, we also look at green procurement. And again, that's important for us. So we move beyond, you know, kind of single use plastics. For example, that's not allowed within our lab anymore. And where possible, we use kind of digital data storage, you know, rather than paper-based storage. So again, that's very important. And as I said, as part of our induction process, we make new staff aware of our sustainability practices within the lab. So again, we're trying to embed sustainability across all of our work practices and decisions that we take within the lab to enable us to be as efficient and energy aware as possible.
Fantastic. It's great to hear that you did so much. And I suppose some of those steps as well, interestingly enough, Susan, they're very practical ones that I suppose any of us could take, whether it's at home or whether it's in our own businesses as well, because we all do have a role to play. So it's great that they are, so some of them anyway, so easily implemented, I suppose, isn't it?
Absolutely. And I suppose, you know, maybe one of the positives, if you can say, coming from COVID was a shift to online working. So in relation, a lot of our work is with European partners, and we've now established very clear work practices of being able to work remotely or online, and that kind of negates the need for travel. So Nimbus is a project-driven organisation, and we would work a lot with funding agencies and partners indeed across Europe. So now when we're having meetings, a lot of our meetings can be held online or in a hybrid manner. So that allows us to reduce our travel, which obviously impacts our carbon footprint. So again, you know, if we're making decisions around meetings, we look at the opportunities to have these online. And this is something, you know, that everyone can think about in their own work and work from home now. Obviously, you know, people are set up now, and, you know, that can facilitate a reduction in travel or the need for travel. Sometimes it allows us to work more effectively. So again, when we're looking at our day-to-day operation, you know, that would be part of the decisions here we would take. And simple things, you know, like switching off lights when you're leaving rooms, thinking about the heating if you're not using spaces, you know, does it need to be heated? You know, can you reduce the heating in the space? So again, these are all kind of little simple actions, but all of these add up. So that's what we're trying to do as a centre. And as I said, it's everyone in the centre. It's not the responsibility of a few. It's the responsibility of everyone. And as I said, MTU is very proactive in its approach to climate action. So right across the university, we will be very conscious about our energy actions and energy awareness. And we try to keep this at the forefront of everyone's mind. And as I said, small actions, they all add up.
They certainly do. And that's a very good example of it through the work that you've been doing there as well and the steps you've been taking. Susan, you referenced it earlier as well, like Ireland is working towards strong climate goals, I suppose. And as you said, like Nimbus, you have a role to play yourselves, as do all of us. But it sounds like it's very important to you as a research centre and as people, you know, working, I suppose, together as a collective, that you do play a role yourselves in trying to help the country meet those targets.
Absolutely. So Nimbus does a lot of work in the area of energy management and energy management for sustainability. So that's why it was important for us in our work practices should also be contributing to it. And any of the digital technologies that we should be, that we use, we need to be, I suppose, cognizant of the kind of power requirements, the storage requirements, because we do a lot of work here in artificial intelligence, and that requires a lot of computing power and storage power. So we have to be mindful of the technologies that we develop to ensure that they're not kind of exacerbating, you know, energy needs. So we need to be mindful of the energy requirements or the solutions themselves, as well as the problems that we're solving. So it's a bit of a balancing act or a trade-off, if you like, in terms of, you know, the computing and storage power required for the actual solutions that we're trying to develop. So it's important for us that we look at the greenness of the technologies themselves in developing sustainability solutions.
Okay, that's great to hear. And Susan, just before we finish up, I suppose you mentioned AI there a moment ago, and I know obviously you're working with technologies and, you know, doing research and innovation and learnings kind of all around those as well. I can imagine it's a particularly busy time for you as well now at the moment, because I suppose we're becoming so more reliant, aren't we, as a society, whether it's, you know, people themselves or working in organisations or just life in general, I think, as well. We're very much dependent on technology now as a society, aren't we?
Yes, I suppose we're very much a digital society now. And again, I suppose when moving towards digital, that brings requirements for computing power, storage power, you know, electronic equipment itself. And we need to move away, you know, from the kind of single use or, you know, throwaway kind of society. You know, if you replace your mobile phone, is there an opportunity to recycle it? What happens to the battery in it, for example? So now we're looking at, you know, hopefully technologies that can be powered through sustainable resources. So if you think the likes of solar power, wind power, for example, and we're looking at using our technology maybe more effective, in that we need to look at, you know, technologies that have extended lifetimes, or we need to look at technologies in terms of circular economy, so that when your device comes to the end of its life, can it be recycled? Can it be reused? We want to move away, you know, from throwing technology in the bin. And thankfully, I suppose within MTU and within Nimbus, we're very much aware of that. And all of our electrical equipment, if it can't be reused, it is recycled. And for us, we often, you know, equipment that may be out of date here in terms of the research that we are doing, we donate it to others. You know, it can be used in secondary schools, for example, or we would do a lot of work with the community and, you know, making them aware of technology and the impact of technology. So it's all about awareness raising, and it's the little things that we can all do, and all of these little things add up to big actions and will hopefully help us going forward in being more kind of energy aware and aware of the impact. If you use technology, what does that mean beyond, we'll say, you know, it's going to solve a particular problem for you, but what does that mean in the grand scheme of things? You know, are you actually creating more problems, or is your action contributing to the overall solution? So there's a lot of awareness we're raising, I suppose, that we need to do around technology, and that's part of our commitment here. Indeed, as part of this lab certification is awareness raising around energy and energy sustainability, and, you know, maybe think before you act.
Fantastic. Well, that's really interesting to hear. And I think we'll be watching the space with bated breath, I suppose, to see what kind of changes come down the line. Because as you said, we are in a very digitally focused, I suppose, society at the moment. But look, thank you for taking the time to talk to me this evening, Susan. It's been lovely to have you on the show.
Thank you, Amber.